Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. As always, I like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. And I want to thank you beforehand, whether you're on screen, live screen, or Facebook, or listening on the radio, or you're here at another date, or whatever. We thank you for your time. We work hard to make a message clear. And when I say work hard, I don't mean I'm using my muscles. He's trying to use my brain, and I don't mean I'm saying something that nobody knows. But the work that's before us, today's headline for me would be, do you believe, talking to myself first, do you believe in Allah enough to believe in the work that he gives us to do? And I'm saying that to myself first. Why would I start it off like that? Why would I ask that kind of question? You notice wherever you at, wherever you standing at. And I wonder how other people, other than African-American descendants of slaves, feel about this question. Don't we see our people too many times think somebody's ice is colder than our ice? We have to stop that. We have to say that we believe in Allah And he gave us an assignment. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, said, each time Islam comes back to a people, it will come like it came to him. That don't mean we'll be messengers. We will in a sense, but not that kind of messenger that he is. We won't be the seal of the prophet or any kind of prophet. Don't mean we can't prophesy something. But when the prophet said that, he was saying the most ignorant people, or who's considered to be the most ignorant people, may get the blessing of the Islam. And when I look at us, I can understand that in a different way. I don't see that as an insult, and it definitely ain't no insult from God. God knows what he's doing. When we look at how people treat us also, too many of us, we want to look up to everybody, but look how people treat us. In most cases, they'll look down on us. Even when they don't make no faces, you can almost feel them looking down at us. They could have our skin color. Look just like us, be dark as we are. And they look down on us if they are not among or from among the descendants of slaves here in America. The African Americans, as we call ourselves. But don't forget, our brothers from since who come over here and live, they are Africans, 100%, no question. If that's where they've been born at and lived all their life, they're 100%. But once they get over here and have a baby, their child is African-American, pure. No mistake about it. Their parents are Africans, and by them being in America, that child is born African-American. We have the title because we're brought here as slaves, and many of us also was born here in America, even as a slave. African-Americans, descendants of slaves. I like to add that on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we see our brothers from overseas, when we try to even befriend them, there's still a little distance in some of them, not all of them. But there's a little distance, like they don't really want to look eye to eye with us. They want to look down on us also. When we look at that people want to look down on us, it's because we have that slave status with us, robbed of where we came from, robbed of the language that we spoke, not knowing anything for hundreds of years. That's Allah testing us.
Mm-hmm.
Allah showing us that even though we were there, he can bring us back home. Not home, that too, but whole. Leading, being an example. But sometimes it's hard for some of us to act like we believe that we understand that. We have to do more. Not to impress somebody else, we have to do more within our own spirit that builds us up where we can look eye to eye to somebody. And they can understand that, yes, you're not just looking at a man. You're not just looking at a black man, an African-American man, descendant of slave or not. But you're looking at somebody that's been blessed by Allah also. We have to know that. We have to carry that with us. It's almost like somebody said, you got a card. Your card is that Allah created you. And that might not save you from getting a ticket if you didn't take your license with you. But we should feel that way in our heart. And when we approach some, we approach it as evenly as every other man, every people. When they do what they do, we should see it that same way. And we can do it. We can lead this country. We can lead countries. We can do things that will create success for other people as well as for ourselves. And we have to believe that. So when I put the question before myself, do you believe in Allah enough to believe in the work that he gives us to do? I come up with the answer every time, yes, yes, I need your help, my Lord. But I'm here to do it. Whether I can get a chance, as he says in the Quran, Allah says to the prophets, some of you will see it and I will see the completion of your work, and some of you won't. These are prophets and messengers he's saying that to. And he know the ones before you said. He ain't guessing. Law's not guessing. But that's a whole lot for us to swallow. It's not for us to think because I'm serving God, I got to see the end. I got to see something through. He got the timetable. Now I can pray. I can ask for more time. It's his choice to give it to me. But if he told the messengers, the prophets, prayers and peace be upon them, some of you won't see it. You won't see the completion, in other words. So it is the same thing for us. The work that we have to do, it starts in us working together as one, as we've seen ourselves do. If we've never seen it anywhere else, now myself personally, I was raised up in a family like that. We didn't cross each other. A father, his brothers, his sisters, the in-laws, they walked as one. As one. I learned that from them. When we look at how we're supposed to live, I'm talking about the adult Muslim now, adult human being, I should say, first. Allah gives us a pattern. Every individual, he gives the pattern. You start off in an environment of love. It's your family. Adam might be the only one that we could say was born like in a manner that he didn't know what he had. Of course, the message that went in his head, he knew. But as far as another human being, a mother and a father, Adam didn't have neither. But when we look at ourselves, most of us, we saw our father and we saw our mother. There's some that's born and the father walks out on the mother. There's some that's born and the mother died before the child get there, or even sometimes the child is left by the mother as well. But the normal picture is you'll be born in a family, and that family bonds with a lot of love and wanting to do things together. Pattern Allah has set for humanity, not just humanity. You see, everything got their own group of similar characters. I'm talking about animals now, insects, whatever. They have their same grouping. They grow up in a family-style type living, whether they walk on four legs, two legs, swim, whatever. They live as a family. But Allah makes, as far as we know, we're the only ones that can comprehend what we got. And Allah allows us to grow out to the bigger picture, to the humanity picture. And the key to the success of even the humanity picture is what you got from your father, your mother, your brothers and your sisters, your family. You got a bond that actually is supposed to prove for success. Well, nobody's born thinking they got to one day go to war against another people. But you get that feel of love from your mother and your father and the other siblings, if any older than you or if they're younger than you, then you're giving that love. Allah wants us to see that our best, our greatest success is working together. Recognizing first, you got a direct line of love. The mother that brought you here, the father that impregnated your mother, the siblings that come from that. And then as we grow to know the father's family and the mother's family were two different families coming together. The best case scenario puts us in a position, put the people in a position to do good things and be a good example to other parts of the humanity. Think about the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam for us was a blessing. People who once upon a time was a drinker, you know, because early on the drugs wasn't in our community, but the alcohol was, and you couldn't drink in the Nation of Islam. Maybe it might have been somebody sneaking, but for the most part, no, you couldn't drink. So people would say, "Man, is that so and so? over there, he got a suit on. He got a job? And all he's doing is selling papers. Man, I'm so used to seeing him laid out there drunk on the corner, falling all over himself. We know, you know, all of us that have been there, we know the blessings that Allah gave us in just our appearance that helped our community. Our oneness. People knew you couldn't come between the Muslims. All these things were the pattern, the design that Allah gave to us, worked with us to have. And when I say worked with us, I don't mean Allah had any work to do. He set the creation up for us. I'm talking about humanity. Every human being is supposed to come this way. We grow to a point that we think, even in a household among African American from anywhere, there could be a shade, a coloration difference in each child. So much so that we can create a child as whiter than a Caucasian and an albino. So in the natural run of things, when we see that, the racist situation that we've seen, that one felt a little different, I don't think it came from our people, not direct. But of course, Allah is the best knower. But you and I as a people, we have among us people that are afraid to step out. They're hesitant. That falls in the line of fear. It might not be total fear shaking, but the hesitance is they don't think they can move in the company of some people. And it's not because they got greater knowledge or they're bigger or they can fight. Many times our problem is just that their skin color is different. It's lighter. We have to do something about that. Allah wants us to see the humanity as one. And that each of us, he gives the ability to influence if it's no more than our own little family. But he gives us that ability. He allows us to see what we can do. I'm going to take a PSA right here.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, AM360. Ramadan Mubarak. It's Nate Muhammad. I like to read from the Quran. Surah 45, Ayat 27 to 32. To Allah belongs the domain of the heaven and earth. The day, the hour of judgment, is established. That day will be that day the dealers in falsehood perish. And I will see every set bow the knees, every set will be called to his rest. This day shall be recompensed for all that you did. This our record speaks about you with truth, for we will want to put on record all that you did. Then, as to those who believe and do righteous deeds, their Lord will admit them to his mercy that will be the achievement for all to see. But as to those who reject Allah, to them will be said, Were not our sign rehearsed to you, but you were arrogant and were a people given to sin. And when it was said that the promise of Allah was true, that the hour, there was no doubt about its coming, you used to say, we know not what is the hour. We only think it is an idea. And we have no firm assurance. Surely Allah speaks the truth.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Nate. Assalamualaikum once again. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. Again, we thank you for being here with us, whether you're hearing us now as we're speaking or whether you hear us on another day and time. We thank you for your time. So as I was saying, my heading or topic, do you believe? I'm asking me this first. Do you believe in Allah enough to believe in the work that he gives us to do? So for me, like I said, when I look at that, I look at how we're structured. Everything is about family life, not just the blood family, the family of community, the family of neighborhood, the family of those who get educated in the same facility. Family who played sports together. The family of the neighborhood. The family of work. All these things Allah show us exist for us. And then he gives us the whole world to look at. No creature, I don't know of any, you may know some, but I don't know of any creature other than man. And that means man and woman, male and female, that can look all over the earth and educate or be educated, can grow as a servant to Allah, grow as an image to be followed. The human being can find family life anywhere. Any one of us can jump in our car, jump on a plane, move somewhere, and if we're patient and we're a good person, sometimes even if you're a bad person, but if you find yourself as a good person, Allah will give you a family wherever you go. I was in Vietnam. I ain't had no plan to go there. Didn't take no family with me. Didn't even take nothing from the house that I recognized. But family was there for 12 months. We all learned to be family because we had to fight together the enemy, another human being, in their country. Why are we even there? The question comes. But we had a family to save each other. I'm saying Allah gives us a picture that we're not here by ourselves and we have a job. There's an image that we have. Let's look at the time right now. There are a lot of people over the last less than a year dying. Well, let's go stretch on back to 2020 when the COVID started. But you had the COVID, one virus, I call Blondie, whatever color his hair, orange hair, I call him a virus. He went in the White House and caused everybody to start lying. That was a virus. I was glad to see that disease get out of the White House, even though he didn't take all his germs with him. And I ain't talking about people. I'm talking about the mindset. People had to live in that mindset, but the mindset that you can come and be the leader of this country and be a liar, a divider, all those things. You and I should, our eyes should open up right away to tell us, hey, man, it's our time. They done ran out of people that will run the world right. Look at Putin on one end, Trump on this end, the Chinese leader on his side, the Korean leader over on his side, and many more.
All of them about the same.
Yeah, all of them about the same. Got the same reasoning. I want to be powerful. Powerful until Allah take you out here. You ain't got to be the king or nothing or the boss or nothing. You got enough power to make something happen if you trust enough. And before I go on further, let me not forget to say, anyone that needs to make a statement, a suggestion, a question, please touch the one on your phone. I'll see it, and if I don't, maybe someone looking at a board somewhere else, one of the directors, will see it and remind me or let me know that it's there. But we want your information if you want to give it. If you want to comment, we want that. If you got a question, we want that. And not just this show, this program. I think every host on AM 360, they wait for that. Get a question, statement, a suggestion to take the program into a direction a little further than maybe what we outlined it to be ourselves. The interest is working together. So I see that Allah gives to each and every one of us a job to build in the society in which we live. We didn't come here to just lay around. Allah wants us to be imagers, if I can use that term, those who leave an image for others to follow. We don't have to follow everything, but there are some things we should, in our travel, in our movement, in our growth, be picking up that's good quality for our future. Some people seem like they don't get it. They got it. They got it. But not enough people are standing up for what's right to shame them. You know, you don't always have to punish a person. You can say that ain't right enough, and it'll shame them maybe to be a better person. So going on with what I was saying, the natural growth is for us to grow as a family, and that family should be influential. In Philadelphia, I thank God, my family, we grew up large family. We got family down in South Carolina. In both areas, we're influential. We had influence. And I believe in a good way. There was some of us that was labeled as bad guys, but for real, I think the influence was the goodness and how we showed we loved each other and we cared for each other. And we're not the only family. I'm not getting anybody to look at us. That's what Allah, God, gives to all of us. Our goal today should be to grow across the country from what we learned, and I'm going to use this term, from our spiritual mother and spiritual father, Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, in that same order. The discipline that we needed as a Muslim, Honorable Elijah Muhammad helped us with that. He gave us the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Some of the imams are afraid to talk to people overseas because they don't see how we got Prophet Muhammad. Well, he's the man that was telling us that the revelation that came to Prophet Muhammad, we had to study certain lessons, get certain etiquettes together, certain desires of cleanliness. Not to say we were dirty people, but he helped us prepare the life that we should live, mind, body, soul, and he covered us with lessons that told us if we succeed in the lessons, our gift, our award will be a Quran, Quran Kareem or Quran Sharif. You know, people want to say the nation didn't get Islam pure. No, I'll stand with anybody and prove we got that. Like I said, I went to the temple one time, a week that I was home, on my way to Vietnam. Went to the temple one time, heard Minister Nello speaking. And when he was finished, I accepted to join right then. They wouldn't let me in because I was in the army. I was in the military. But I wound up taking the Quran. I brought it. I paid for it. The Quran, the Hadith, the message to the black man. a Bible and a dictionary, and I read as much as I could while I was in Vietnam. Every time there was not looking like bullets being shot at me and I wasn't shooting nothing at nobody, I was reading, taking advantage of those books. So who gave me the book? By the mercy of Allah, I got it through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching, and his teaching caused there to be a temple in Philly when he was in Chicago. Look how Allah gives to us space. And as I said earlier, no other creature have that. Yes, we got machines today, thank God, that can look from one side of the world to another. This phone I'm talking on right now, I could put it on Zoom or something, and you could be in Mexico, you could be in Africa, you can be wherever, hiding under something. And if you're looking in that Zoom, I could see you just like you could see me. This is something that Allah blessed man with. No other creature could do that. Comfort levels we can make for every creature. They had a thing on a news day here today in Philadelphia about somebody had a 12-foot alligator that they was keeping.
8 foot.
Yeah, was it 8 foot? They said it was 8 foot. 8 foot alligator.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. In North Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And you ain't supposed to have animals like that in your house, but they had it. That's right. So they had to get him out. Human being, he'll work and do anything to find a way to work together and build this model community. If we bring all of our talents, it's easy for us to do. We ain't asking for a teacher. I'm not. Asking for a teacher to be a plumber. Now, if he got those skills too, or she got those skills too, that's different. But if they're a teacher, we need you to prep yourself to teach our future, our children, our young, and the adults that want to study. Teach them so we have the confidence that as we grow in this world, those that see us and those that's around us and those who are especially birthed from us will find themselves making the world that Allah says this world exists as. He tell us when we get in, Imam Muhammad was the first one to remind me of this. Even though I was reading the Quran, he pulled it out through his eyes. It says, when you get in paradise, it says, this is just like something I had before. Meaning, and he reminded us, meaning that you have paradise here as human. Yeah, in America, and around the world, on Earth. Yeah. But you can have it. And many of us, we got good lives, no question about that. But how much better would it be if we found ourselves working together, building in this world a better life for humanity and anything else that exists? We should see that. That should be easy for us. That shouldn't be anything that we got to struggle to understand. And Allah gives that to all of us. So the model community, I'm speaking of the model community. The model community should be easy for us. There's some of us that have to come about, and your ears, you hear it, and maybe you need to be there as well. I can't say to everybody who can and who can't, but I know we want to have a discussion on what's needed. What does a model community look like to you? And we can go out and drive around and see the startup of a community, what it looked like. We can go find blueprints of things started, where they started years ago, and where they are today. But we have to see ourselves establishing a community, an Islamic community, where we live the life that God wants us to live. And in that, there's the image that every human being would need to have a better life here on earth. That's the calling that Allah has put us in. You didn't just become Muslims, not just to pray. Man, prayer is there for us 5 times a day. And the prophet said, prayers and peace be upon him. How dirty will you be if you threw yourself in the river, if you had a pond outside, a river outside your door, and you jumped in it 5 times a day? You'd be clean. You'd be clean. So that's what he's telling us. The prayer cleanses us. It helps our thought. You can't think about doing wrong. Like I said myself, I did some wrong. I wanted to make some money so we can set up some good things, but it was on the wrong side of the street, so I had to leave the temple. The masjid. I wasn't doing the temple. And it wasn't that anybody told me to leave. Couldn't do that in the same house, even if I'm trying to do some good, and I still had to go to that ayat. That ayat that Allah says, how will I give my servant the reward for good when he's practicing what's haram? That fit me. I had to leave the masjid. And after a while, I realized that, okay, that can't work like that. Halal got to be halal. And most of us got some kind of experience, not the same, that tell us that, well, you ain't perfect. Perfection is with God and with God alone. Everybody else, we're struggling. How about the Prophet Muhammad? He struggled. Mm-hmm. He struggled to do the right thing. It wasn't as hard, maybe, as it was for somebody that was in the street, but he struggled. Wasn't easy for him. But his faith, his belief, same thing we got to keep alive. Our belief in Allah should make us do the work that's needed to be done. Allah don't need our prayers. He said they don't reach him. We pray to keep ourselves clean. Like I just said, the Prophet said, if there was water outside your door, rivers, pond, whatever, and you jump in it five times a day, what dirt would remain? So prayers for us to keep us clean. Allah don't need one prayer. The prayer don't do nothing for him. But why do he want us? Think about this here. If we was making up a game or a lifestyle, we could set the rules. These rules were set by Allah. What the human being need to do? Pray five times a day. Be kind. Be gentle. Be charitable. Don't be a liar. Don't be a hypocrite. And what are we going to get? We got the best life already. As I've said to many people, I have had heaven all my life. Every situation I've been in, in the war, in the prison, wherever I've been, I've had heaven all my life. Struggles with whatever. Very few times in my life that I remember being sick. When I got sick, I felt it. But very few times. So I've had heaven even in that. Now, I'm talking about me. I was telling some brothers some time ago about what I feel, how blessed I was with my father. I wasn't bragging, just talking. Because of the father I had, the wife of that time, and I've been married three times, and I'm pleased with all of them. I mean, divorced one died, and I'm with the third one. I love each one of them. So I had heaven. I feel like that. Allah want to give us heaven again. Think about that. Here's a God that's so merciful. He's telling us we're going to get heaven here. And we should work for heaven here, and he'll give us blessings, multiplying them right here. But at the same time, he's going to give us heaven after this, and we don't die there. Why wouldn't we find a way to bond and live the life that he calls us to? And part of it is, you know, somebody can say, well, that was Imam Muhammad said, build a model community. No, that was Allah. Allah said, follow the example of the Prophet. Didn't the Prophet leave Becca, that's now Mecca, went to Yat Ridge and created a community called Medina, and it began to spread over the world? No, our good works works for those who come after us, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, families, our friends, sometimes for strangers. We do a good and strangers benefit from it. But the reward, we keep getting. So the design that Allah gives us, there's some work in it. And part of it is working together. And I don't believe anybody but servants of God can correct some of the ills that exist with man. Some of it, ain't nobody else going to get. You know, you could take some people and take them around the corner and whoop them. And they'll stop being that terrible person every time they see you. But when they can, they find out you out of town, they tear up stuff. No, sometimes just being a good example, people clean up their life. But this is all for Allah, not for him in the sense that he filled it or we doing something for him. No, he designed us to live a certain way. And the natural form is a togetherness as a family. Families on every level. We're in the city, we're in the neighborhood together. This is a neighborhood that treat each other like family. This is a country that treat everybody like family. Imagine that. Imagine that image. It is in us. It's not in other people as much. We are the most forgivingest people on earth. We'll let a thing slide. There's some people, because of their race, they can't love. They, in other words, they've been hardened, so to speak, through whatever was being taught to them, from youngsters on up to being older people. Look at that old guy the other day. Shoot the 16-year-old boy who knocks on his door, who's actually just on the wrong street.
Mm.
Same name, street. But instead of street, he should be on terrace. They had to pick up his young siblings. And the man comes to the door, see a black man. First of all, what make you come to the door with a gun in your hand? And I believe, you know, the shooting went because some haunting him about how he treated people all his life. 80-some years old, you come into the door. I mean, you know, I don't know the man. Somebody might prove that he got a sickness in his head. Well, he do got that.
Yeah,
they arrested him. Yeah. That was one good piece. You know what I mean? And then turn around and how about the other guy with the young girl steps in the wrong car, they shoot her, kill her, then shoot another one. She went out, and when she came back, she went to the wrong car. And when she realized the wrong car, she went back to her car. And the person got out and shot them up. Now, if these kind of things that happen, ain't enough to tell people, no, ain't no such thing as that. You can be careful with guns. These seem like three shootings. There's another one. I don't remember exactly how it went, but it's another shooting. These three shootings shouldn't have never happened. Just simple. Shouldn't have never happened. But these are, and I think on each case, well, one case, the one that shot the girl, killed the girl, I think they were Hispanic, I think. But if you're Caucasian, Hispanic, black, whatever, these guns are a problem. You know what I mean? Go join the service or get on the police department if you want to carry a gun. But all this the way it is and shooting up in the school, the people the other day. You know, Allah tells us how to live. It ain't just about praying. We got to be examples. We got to be strong enough to become president, become governor, become mayor, become police department, become everything. Be strong in your neighborhood. It's to be able to talk to the young, that don't do this. You know, once upon a time, and I'm sure you probably got you're younger than me, Nate, but you probably got a piece of this too. When our parents allowed our neighbors to tear our butt up. So you know, you're a good neighbor, you could tear our butt up. And these was women that could look like our mothers. I mean, you know, they were African Americans also, descendants of slaves. You know what I mean? I don't know if I remember a Caucasian being able to beat us, but we had enough black community women that would shout, boy, I'll tear your butt up or tear your mother. Wait till I get around there, I'm going to tear your mom.
That's right. The bigger your family is, the more people knew.
More people knew you. That's right. So we have a job. So I'm saying to us, the Muslims, the work we have done in the nation. The work we have done in behind Imam Muhammad is not complete. Not complete until we establish the model community.
Right.
We have to have a model. We had a model in the nation. We had more of a model in the nation than we did under Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad used to say, and I'm sure he said it publicly too. I heard him say it publicly and personally. He's something his father had that maybe he shouldn't have changed. And he didn't say it, but I felt what he meant, kept a stronger hand on everybody.
But you know I believe he had to do that.
But he had to do it.
He
had to establish what that's right. He had to do
that. Right.
And his father told him that.
Yeah.
He said that as well. Yeah, he said, my father told me, Wallace, two people can't lead at the same time. You're going to have your time. And when you have your time, you might not need anything that I've done. He told him just like that, you know what I mean? So I was there, a couple others were there. He was talking to me in that subject, but he was in his talking to me, it was a couple other brothers, a couple of security brothers, and Imam Ali Muslim, he was there as well. You know, may Allah be pleased with all of them, you know what I mean? So we have to see that the world we need, we haven't even gotten busy in it yet. We haven't even gotten busy. You know what I mean? That we have to make a world that people understand and see is what we need. Let's actually get another PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self, your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation Community, Corporate Corporation Community, Washore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Assalamualaikum. Thank you again, Nate. Yes, once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. And I want to continue in the same vein that I started. And that is, do you believe in Allah enough? Not do you believe in Him, I believe you believe in Him. Do you believe in Allah enough to believe in the work that He gives us to do? And I'm saying that because we got to punch our clock. we got to get to work together to build. You know, I look at the reverence that many of our Muslim brothers give to those who come from overseas. Allah tells the people that were overseas with the Prophet himself, prayers and peace be upon him, in their language. Teach the people in their language. Teach them in their language so they won't have a reason or an excuse to say they didn't understand. That is heavy. And that, you know what that says to me? That's missing from some people. They don't realize they're on that street. If you get it in your language and you read it in your language, Allah is saying clearly he'll make sure you understand. Some might be a little smarter in an area than another. But he's saying give it to them in their language so they don't have an excuse. Who could they have an excuse to or with? If a brother from overseas speaking any language was talking to us and don't understand English and tried their best to talk to us in English, we miss. Not what Allah is telling us so much like that. The Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, he said to the companions, based on that ayah and some others, he said to them, don't teach people whose language you don't know and don't change their culture. Those go together. Allah's message in the Quran, teach them in their language. The Prophet is explaining it by saying to them, don't you go and lead those people. You don't know their language. Let them lead themselves. He said, you teach them five. And we know what that is, the five pillars. He said, don't teach them two until you know they know one. And don't move to three until you know they two. That you know that they know two. Everything is clear in the Quran for every individual this day and time, and not just 2023. It's been for a number of years. Qurans are all over the world to be read by the people in their language. People who are over in the China area, they don't have to worry about reading in Arabic, English, or any other language. They got it in their language. Everybody got a chance to hear what Allah says. So if we hear it, we don't have to have a middleman because Allah is talking directly to us. When I read it in English, you know, I spoke to a brother the other night. We was out recognizing, giving recognition to one of the imams who have passed here in Philadelphia. May Allah be pleased with him, allow him to have paradise. Imam Asim Rashid from the Masjid out in West Philly, Muhajideen. He deceased earlier. Was it last year?
Last year.
Yeah. And one of the brothers was talking to me, and he was just saying that he appreciate now what he heard me saying years ago, and that was just about being American, right? How did Medina become Medina without the Prophet having the believers get into politics, the politics of Yatridge? But there's people that will say we don't vote. Where you get it from? How if Islamic country it becomes America's one day gonna become an Islamic country?
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. The population is going to help that. That's right. So now it might start off with a city here, a city there, a city there. You know what I mean? So now you got a city full of Muslims, but the mayor is something else. And we have to watch. Like I say, my father, you know, one of the stories he used to read to me from the Bible as a youngster was Lot. And I used to ask him, how did the city get like that? How it got like that is those who believe in God didn't stay involved
thought they were just to go somewhere and pray. No, you got to be the example, like the prophets and the messengers were, even though they were rejected. And some of them was rejected big time. When you look at, listen to the different prophets and what they went through. But they are an example on how to live the faith. And if we live the faith the way Allah gives it to us, we make it easier for even the wrongdoer to get away from wrongdoing. I mean, I know some people, and I think all over the country, we know some people who actually lived the life of wrong until they got to Islam. Some became Christians, and not taking nothing from the Christian, but I think Islam get a larger, a stronger grip on so-called tough guys.
Mm.
I believe, you know what I mean, from at least witnessing in Philly, you know what I mean, seeing it in that manner, seeing it, I'm not speaking from something I think, I'm speaking of something that I'm witnessing and recognizing that it happens like that. So our life, as we move about, we find that Allah is given to us only, human beings only, the charge to be the image on how life should be lived, whether it's for animals or other things. We're the only one can take the bees and put them somewhere so they can cause honey to be made, and pollinate the flower, whatever they call that. All those things, you know.
Doing their part.
That's right, doing their part. They definitely doing their job. And but Allah has given it to the man and the woman, to the human being, to be able to manage all the various lives. You know what I mean? Once upon a time, we didn't have those zoos. Now you got zoos, and you can, and I don't think it's cruelty to the animals, but you can entertain and learn from those particular animals.
4 feet.
Yeah, from at least 4 feet, right? Yeah, so the things that we can do, so many of us that we can do, there's no question about it. All we have to do is recognize what Allah gives to us. And in seeing that, we should be able to move forward. We're going to take another PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, because there is no God but the one God.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on an edition of the Allow Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Bilal, and CEO of Bilal Z, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Mohammed. The interest of Bilal Z is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self. To build the model community. Connect at am360.org and the 24-hour stream at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info at CWSC.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@CWSC.us. Visit AM360.org, Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, Nate. Once again, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. Statement will continue. What I want to drive home is we, this body of Muslims, descendants of African American particularly, students of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and students of Imam W.D. Muhammad, we must come together and build the strength that's needed for this Muslim community. The model is in our hands. What we need is in our hands. We have to come together as leaders of it. And I don't mean all the imams or something like that, no. Some of the imams don't know business. They know Arabic, many of them. And nothing's wrong with that. One day we open up our University of Islam and our model community set up, and we may make some of the imams professors. As I said before, we don't have to ask nobody. Lay out a payroll slot, what a professor would get paid, give him a place to live or her a place to live, and we create it. Why we got, you know, in other words, can't nobody tell us how to create our teachers, our educators? No, our school, the University of Islam, should have our preschool, our kindergarten, our first to 12th, a University of Islam, a college-type education facility. And we should even have a place somewhere that does what you call it? I was talking to my brothers the other day, got tongue-tied on the same subject, like Bach was, to teach you how to trade. Bottom line is where we teach the trade. There's so many people that don't know the trade.
Yes, vocab.
Yeah, yeah. Vogue Tech, you're saying, yeah. And it has a long expression to it, too. So we are looking at the world that is needing our help. And when I say that, I'm talking about the Muslims. The need, the help of the Muslim. Not any Muslim. You know, we are a family in America. We accept the families of America. Our building must be in America, must be established in America. The whole nine yards was given to us to build it. Do you think any of us, even to take it back to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you think he thought of it to get Islam in America? No. Allah gave that to him, and he gave it to us. Gave it to us to support him. I would say we are outstanding. I mean, we are a beautiful sight to look at. When we look at our history and everything, we've accomplished a lot. But somewhere along the line, we'll let others come in. Imams have to stop letting others come in and teach us. Like I said, a few months back, I went to one masjid. Every time I go there, sometimes it seems like the wrong person up there talking. But he said this was the new year coming in. We don't celebrate no new year. I do. I thank Allah for the new year. I know there are six systems of calendars, at least six systems that I'm aware of. And when the new year come in, I love to say, oh, Allah, thank you for a new year.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, before the new year hit, that same month, my birthday is there. Some people say, I don't get into the birthday. Where you get that crap from? Allah gave you another year, you don't want to say it, you don't want to honor it, you don't want to, in other words, I'm grateful to be 75.
Mm-hmm. Last that long.
Been, yeah, to have been around it that long. And when I look at my brother, he's 85.
Yeah,
he's 10 years older than me. You know what I mean? So,
that longevity.
Yeah, so if Allah bless you, we can't let nobody, in other words, the prophet told them, don't change people's cultures. You know, that you don't want to say happy birthday? They used to say to me, to us, don't say Ramadan Mubarak. And I and a few others would ask, why? Now, these are our people thinking somebody else's ice is colder. So you ask them why. Well, the prophet didn't say that. You think the prophet didn't say have a blessed Ramadan? Then after something looked different from another country, come and tell them, yes, brother, you just say it, brother. We have to stop that. That stunts our growth when our people. I ain't blaming it on Caucasians or anybody else. It's what we do. I'm not saying another person can't teach me. They can teach me when I desire to go into a class to be taught something. Brother, when you pray, when you dicker, you should do this. You stand over there and dicker like you dicker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm talking to my Lord. Can you hear what I said to him? No, they can't hear. So what you approving? You know what I mean? But so many of our people... our problem. So we have to be the example. We have to stand up and be the example. Who else can lead Islam in America better than those who lived it as families, as units across this country, in the streets, in the prisons, whatever, in the military, on the police department? And a lot of us didn't take the police department. A lot of us didn't take the military. But bottom line is, this is a gift from Allah here in America to give us Islam. We ain't keeping it from nobody else, but we can't let nobody secondhand give us something when we know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us something that we lived. And in living it, we were successful. And someone who else will want to come behind us and check all the points. Did you say, I don't have to say that in Arabic. Speak it. Allah says, don't teach them. They don't speak it. Don't teach them in that another tongue. So if that's the only thing a person, when I hear some of our brothers getting up in Juma, especially when we've got a majority African Americans, and they just do Arabic, talk for 40 minutes or talk for an hour and 40 minutes is Arabic. You ain't talking to us. You talking to the handful of Arabs. And I'm not beating the Arabs up.
Mm.
When you do the Juma is supposed to be understood by the people that's listening. And if you know that 80%, 70%, or sometimes 100% are African American, Allah says talk to them in their language so they can't say that they didn't understand. So are we going to be obedient to Allah? Allah didn't tell you. Allah doesn't say nowhere in the Quran. To get this religion, you got to go somewhere and get Arabic right away. You got to go get another language. No, he speaks it to us in all languages. When we read the Quran, we can read clear in English what he means, and we can feel it. When Allah says you'll be punished, we feel that. The only way you don't feel it, you don't believe. He said you'll get a reward, we believe it. We feel it. If we don't believe in Allah, then that's one thing. Whether we say God, Creator, Allah, if we don't believe in the entity that has put us here, then that's one thing. But if we believe, we don't need no go-betweens. And every time we get a go-between, we set ourselves back because while we got the go-between, we won't listen to each other. We have to build the model community. We have to establish it. We have to call on our own people to let's do for self. We don't have to cut nobody out, but don't cut them in before you cut yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
America is where Allah wanted us to establish Islam.
If not, he'd have took us somewhere else, let us learn it, and then bring us back. No, he gave it to a little old man. He wasn't old then. I love saying this. Born 1897 with a third grade education. If that ain't Allah giving something to somebody, man, that's too easy to see. We know what a third grade education today with all of the stuff that they got is nothing. Not when you want to lead people. If that's all he had, and that's pretty much all he had. The majority of the adults, African Americans particularly, when he was teaching, couldn't read or write. But he's able to establish the life that follows the Quran, follows Allah. Then through his grace, meaning Allah walks with us, he moves with us. He gives us what we need to establish what we need. He'll give to us the model community if we work together to build them, to establish them. Putting out a letter, I already put it out to some people, to those of a community-wide Shura conference. I put out some to some of those handling AM 360. I pray that you'll share it with those whose numbers I don't have that come on different programs. Some of them I'll find, but I can't find all of them. Because as we go along, I would like very much that community-wide Shura conference be involved from their ability of having information and sharing information, as well as making some things available, insights, knowledge, et cetera, et cetera. We build together, we win. We stand apart, we lose. You know what I mean? And Allah has given it to us to win. Think about this here. If Allah didn't want us to win, he wouldn't have gave us Islam. We could have stayed whatever we were,
and wherever we were.
There you go. You know what I mean? So we have to see that. We have to believe that. We have to know that as a fact that Allah favors us. He favors the humanity in general, but he favored us with Islam in America. He didn't want us to be something else. He wanted us to be ourselves. The Prophet, prayer and peace be upon him, said in one of his later addresses, when his companion was calling Bilal black, he said, "You're all black." He said, "In one day, those with the raisin hair," didn't call it peasy hair, it appears. Yeah, he didn't call it nappy, just raisin. So those with that kind of hair will one day be the leaders. They'll be the leaders and follow them. Do what they call you to do. So that's us today. That was Africa once upon a time. But that is, again, to us today in America. When we got it in America, yes, for Elijah Muhammad introduced the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to it. And like I say, I know from the way I read the lesson, he didn't give me man as God. He didn't give me, especially when I read the lesson, it says that his father was trying to have a son and said, had a girl and said, "Oops, I missed that time. God don't miss."
Mm-hmm.
And ain't no man can give birth to a God. So his father missed. He ain't no God. Rod Muhammad, he's not a God. We thank him for what he brought to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but we really thank Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to be able to look in it and make it fit us, to bring us to Islam, not to be a servant to anyone but Allah. He knew what he was doing. We know, as a majority, we didn't bow to nobody. We wasn't arrogant, but we didn't bow to nobody. We ran police down the street when they did the wrong thing. Badge and gun on, hollering for the police. We wasn't troublemakers, but we would solve a lot of problems. Honorable Elijah Muhammad helped us to see Allah, God, in a way to make sure we knew that we're not servants of anything. We serve ourselves and be an upright community. We got what it takes by Allah's permission.
to actually establish the model community. We just have to believe it. We just have to come together. We have to work and do what we need to do. Once again, Nate, PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of The Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, president, founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour stream at 701-719-4197 or in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit AM360 Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Once again, thank you, Nate. Again, this is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self, and I want to continue as I stated from the beginning. I asked the question, do you believe in Allah enough to believe in the work that He gives us to do? The work we are to do is to establish Islam, not go with picket signs and everything like that, making people do it. Establish it by living it, living it in a way that the onlooker sees. This is the opportunity to get my life together. Just looking at them, as I say, people said how great they felt when they saw the Muslims coming by. When we moved about in Philadelphia, there were certain days that Minister Jeremiah, may Allah forgive him, the show comes, have mercy on him, that he'd have us march through the North Philly. North Philly is, of course, mostly our people. March through there, some with uniforms, some what didn't have uniforms. People would jump off the, you know, jump off the step, jump out the way, run in the house, get behind the cars. They didn't know if we was coming to do something to somebody. But they found that, you know, the ones who knew us, they knew we just marched through the neighborhood. And they were pleased to see us. They knew that certain things was going to get out of the neighborhood. Today, we don't have to do that as much. Today, we need to establish businesses. We need to establish economics. And doing that, we can build the model community. If we have that mindset, we can build the model community. A model community, to me, I see we need enough land that you could put 1,000 homes on it.
that can maybe hold at least five family members. That's at least two bedrooms, if not three. You know what I mean? That really probably need at least three bedrooms to have five. You know what I mean? Children and father and a mother, husband and wife. You know what I mean? So these things, if you got five, and I say five, you may need more bedrooms. You know, someone else can design that part, not me. But 1,000 homes, that means if you got five in a house approximately, some may have three, some may have five. But if you got that, you've opened up a space for 5,000 people. That's just living area. Land, do we need to do that? Then inside of that or around on the outside of it, we need land to put our little shopping scripts, our little malls. To serve us. We need area for fuel, gas stations and mechanic shops. You know what I mean? That belong to us. We need to figure all of that out. That's why I say this is not something I can just do. No, we have to sit down and talk with people collectively.
Man.
That's right. Those who see that this need to be there, they represent that or they could pull that there. And what do we need to make it happen? And then when we put it on a chart, architects, engineers will lay out what it looks like and what are some things that have to be there for safety measures, et cetera, et cetera. Schools, we got to have schools. We got to have a place of worship. All these things we should have. They speak of our neighborhood, and they say our neighborhoods are food deserts. Meaning we don't have no way to feed ourselves. You got the black farmers saying they ain't making enough. Well, they will once we open up. We'll show them how to get rid of their meat and not cheapen their price. They'll love the Muslims because we're there to do business, not to cheat them out of what is theirs. Every year they got to ask the government for a grant or a loan that sound like they never get. Well, whether they get it or not, we will make them wealthy. They'll raise animals for us. Some of our young and old brothers and sisters will be trained on certifying halal. And they'll be on those farms looking at everything that is being fed to the animals, how they're being cared for. Probably have regular day and evening shifts, but we might do 24/7 to make sure nobody slipping nothing around.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll discuss that, but we need all of us to sit down and discuss what how do you see it? How do you see it? People that know the land, real estate people that will suggest. Clearly, this is how much land we need to do that. If we do it properly, then we know that when we put it together, we can do it in one city, we'll do it in another city. Might do one, two, three of them in one city and know we can do one, two, three in another city. We look up, we have little townships. And eventually we'll grow to have a city because we'll influence. We won't just influence African-Americans. We'll influence peoples. Allah gave us Islam to live in America, you and I, the same body, 1930. That Islam wasn't just given to us because Allah made a mistake. He didn't feel like carrying it no longer or whatever the case may be. No. That's part of his plan. And in that plan, we find ourselves doing what's necessary. We get the reward in this as well in the next life. We can't take this as something lightweight. We just trying to put a house together. No, no. Remember the imam said at the 10th year anniversary, he said we need to get out of these big cities with the problems. Go out and get ourselves a couple hundred acres of land and
build a new community. And I remember, yeah, that's what we're going to have to do. I remember looking at the imam here in Philly as we was coming out of the auditorium where he spoke at. And I said, man, the imam mentioned also about walking in the masjid in Chicago and seeing how big those gas lines was. He said, and I'm sure he might have added on a little bit, but he said they're so big you could walk in. He said, what I suggest is that we need to close the school. He's talking about the Clyde Muhammad School. Work on closing the schools in the wintertime and opening them in the summer. And when we got outside, I mentioned to the imam from here, there was about three or four of us walking down the driveway going to the cars. And I said, man, I said, hey, that's something, man. And he said, what? I said, close the schools in the winter and open the summer. Man, that's thinking. And he had, I could see it was a little rough for him to think like that. But everybody don't see for the same reason. Everybody don't see. But when we sit down and we all talk on what's needed, and as I've said many times before, somebody might think they ain't got nothing to say. Be there. You do something, and whatever you do is needed somewhere in a model community. It could be you don't do nothing but clean the streets, cut the grass. Those are not lowly jobs. Those are necessary jobs. And depending on how much grass and everything we have around, that's a regular job. Somebody been doing little or nothing, working in the store, we're going to have stores. Whatever it is, we need each other. That's what I'm saying. We don't need just the imam sitting down and deciding, no, that's not our job. We got something to say where we want certain things done. But just as imams, you want to build a model community, we need architects, we need engineers, and everything that come after, builders, developers, you know what I mean, all types of builders, all type of material, metals, concrete, glass, whatever. We need that. We need people who know insurance. We need lawyers. We need bankers. Because we're going to have banks. Raceline Credit Union might be the only thing around, but they, collectively, as they talk, they might see there's a reason to have a few different type trusts. Federal Union, Credit Union might be one. And there might be others. Regular type banks, some other trust type situation. We have to build a world that keeps our world growing and become an influence. What it look like, they look up one day in America, it's full of Muslims. Not Muslims in it moving about, full of them. The government is made up of Muslims. All this hate, we can quell it. But we the ones, think about it. We, the African-American, descendants of slaves, are the one that should be angry and hating everything. But it's the other side. You know what I mean? Now, yeah, our youngsters look like they're crazy. Our youngsters look crazy, but our youngsters, we got to figure out how we letting guns get past us to our youngsters. Somebody giving them them. They can just go online. All this killing going on, and we ain't watching our children enough to make sure they don't bring guns in the house. That's crazy. But we have to reteach what we learned during the days of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
They also got the mind-controlled drugs that weed and all that.
That's right.
They're not aware of what
they're doing. That's right. Nate pointing out that they might be with the weed and mind-controlling drugs, that they're not aware of what they're doing. So we got to clean up our community. But we got to build a model so people will see this is how we should live. This is how we should live. There's a job on us. It's not somebody, you know, could just give us a gift like that. That job is on us. Allah gave us that job. up you mighty nation, and accomplish what you will. All these things mean something. Those messages that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used. Be yourself. What is yourself? A righteous Muslim. People want to flag what we got from our leaders and educators back in the day to the Quran, even when we couldn't recite in Arabic, when we couldn't bring nothing out in Arabic. Just knowing the Quran kept us recognizing how to serve God, how to serve Allah. And that's the key component. Serve your Lord and build. And as I began speaking, every individual recognize that there's a pattern that God gives us, and that is family life. Everything. So when you even hear the mob, when they talk, they say what? We family. The five families, the ten families, whatever the case is. They want to pattern it, but they're corrupt. And I'm not using them as a topic. I'm more so just saying, whatever it is, people on the football field, they work together as a family. Wherever it is, the motto is a strong family, a life that's strong, that not only does something for itself, but is able to pass something back to those who come after them. All these things we have to look at, to work together. Don't let us be one that wonder, well, how will we get the money? We got the money. All we got to do is work together. And I'm not talking about taking no collection from nobody. We build and the money will come, just like it do for everybody else.
Right.
Everybody that come here, once upon a time, they put out, the government put out the word, let it leak light. The foreigners that come in our neighborhood, they come and they get money from the government. That was the cause us to get angry. I ain't giving them money, and they ain't giving us none. No, many of them came in with their own money and put it together. And they did what we did leaving the South. Might have lived in one house together.
Pull their resources.
Yeah, pull their resources together. I witnessed it because my father, then when they moved up to Philadelphia, I wasn't born. But when I did come around, we had family members that stayed with us until they can get their grip, and then they got a place themselves. And then, of course, I learned the history from my father, my brother, et cetera, of how that took place. Don't forget, there's a period now left in this 2 hours that we talk from when we started, but you're welcome. If you have a question, your statement, suggestion, touch the one on your phone. If I see it here, I'll open it. If I don't see it, maybe one of the other persons, directors are seeing it, and they will let me know that it's there. And we're going to take another break.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Truth for Self, your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, founder and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nick Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self. To build the model community at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live. Speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. Plant Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-170-2977. Thank you again.
Yes, sir, Brother Nate, thank you. Yes, once again, this is Imam Wally Ayub Bilal. I was getting ready to do my email. I need to do that anyway. The Halal Industry, do for self. And for those who need it, my email is thinkbilal@yahoo.com. That's thinkbilal@yahoo.com. thinkbilal@yahoo.com. So I asked you to take my email, and I need some of your emails. I sent out some information today to a few places, a few with AM360 and a few imams. And I want to send it out to people who are doing, who I would expect, I should say, them to bring their knowledge, their insight to the first meeting that we have, the Zoom meeting, and we have the plan on coming together to actually establish the model community. So I'm giving my email so you can send me your email and let me know you listen to the program and you want to be a part of the meeting, the strategy meeting for the model community. And, you know, God willing, we'd like to have it by July. And at that one, that would be for planning. After the planning, then we can send information around the country to as many people as we can to see how many people would be willing to come together and discuss what we've found we can talk about to the group. And maybe before 23 is out, we can set up a convention somewhere in the country. And if not, then definitely before the summer of the next year, 24. But that would be nice that we pull together, we set up something, we feel comfortable, and we can invite to have something maybe right as we're in the fall time. When it's not too cold, if anybody have to travel, and it's not, you know, bad weather, et cetera. So the goal is if we can get together, those who are willing to help plan, how will we put out this picture of this model community that we, followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam W.D. Muhammad, those of us that come together to put out before the people, a model community. Model to me means we're doing the whole life thing. And that's what Allah calls us to, the whole life, the complete life. We're not asking for money. We're going to establish industries as well in this model community and around the model community. Not necessarily all of it around the same area, but throughout the country. We got people with land. Maybe they want to sell their land for the possibilities of this growth to be on it. They may want to utilize their land to raise crop or cattle or lamb, goats, whatever. But we need to be working together. our brothers and sisters who are the black farmers, we want them to know that definitely with the halal industry, we want them to raise animals for us. We want them to see they won't never have to ask, Allah willing. They'll never have to ask the government again, can you give us a grant? We ain't going to talk them down on their money. We're going to do business, all of us. Do business the way it should be done. Things that are sold at a wholesale price, it's a wholesale price. Things sold as a retail price, a retail price.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make it where it's fair. The prophet used to tell his companions and the people in the marketplace things that they shouldn't do that showed up as unfair. They would put extra ripe fruit in a basket to be sold underneath fruit that wasn't extra ripe, making it look like the whole basket is filled with fruit that got a little time to ripen. And he had to tell them, no, don't do that to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to tell the people what you got on the bottom. Put the ones that's not so ripe on the bottom or in another basket.
And charge less
for it. Yeah, because they ain't got the same time. You may take them home and keep the ones on top of them for a minute, and when you finally get them, all that stuff squashed up and look like garbage. So the prophet had to tell his people that too. We have etiquettes that we got from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We got it from our family. Yeah, we got it from our family, but as a body, we got it in the Nation of Islam.
That's right.
So somebody could say, well, he didn't study the prophet. Whether he did or not, he's doing what the prophet did. He made sure we were honorable. I always like to tell people how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had a card that the men and probably some women had to carry to let the police know, if you catch this person with this card and they're doing a crime, tear it up and take them to jail.
Yeah.
In other words, he was telling us no crime, no criminology. Be honest. Don't steal. You need something? Talk to your brother. Talk to your sister. See if you can get a job somewhere. But don't be thieves. Don't be liars. And all of us, I have to say it, we remember. For the Nation of Islam, days of the Nation of Islam, we didn't curse. I've heard imams curse across the roster, talking in a Juma. Use all that Arabic. Sound real nice, and then all of a sudden use with some curse words. And wow, what kind of doing is that? You know what I mean? We have to do, and again, I know Imam Muhammad said he had to work on it too. And he did work on it. You know what I mean? Praise be to Allah. But it wasn't helping in the regular little city areas for that to happen like that. And we know it. So since we know it, it's just a thing that people got to realize we can't do everything or anything, really, in a negative way without somebody else taking it way into the wrong. So, no, we got to be upright. Not the pious monkey or nothing, but be upright. Do the right things. Call on the right things to be done. And when we do that, we'll find that there's not a problem. We'll see the things develop that need to be developed. And this community, it needs to come together. We've separated in many ways.
Big time.
For various reasons, and none of them are worthy of anything. And the division was starting before the Imam passed.
Mm-hmm.
But it continued. So watch and pull ourselves back together. And that means that's on all of us. We're a family. We are an Islamic family that goes back to 1930. We have to recognize that in America. And nobody outside of us were the teachers of us for the longest, even as Muslims. They didn't want to be close to us. Now all of a sudden everybody want to come around and teach us. See if they can get on the roster in front of us. That ain't right. But we have to build for ourselves. And everybody else's hands don't have to be in it. We have to build something for ourselves. And stop acting like someone else has to be there with us. Someone else has to do something with us. We don't need that. I'm going to let Brother Nate comment one more time.
I'll take it.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitler as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, President, founder and CEO of Halal Z, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Halal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish a community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 295-292-4253. Share comment at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. am360.org. Tag Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you again.
Yes, thank you, Nate. Yes, for these last few minutes that we're here, you're welcome. If you wanted to say something or ask a question, you're welcome to push the one on your phone, and we'll open the mic up for you. And if you don't, meanwhile, I'll continue where I was speaking to, and that is that all of us, we have a job from Allah. The assignment that he gave us, if there's nothing else for us to seek, it's for us to actually believe that he gave us a job as humans to actually be an image, a model on what he want done. And it's not anything so hard that any of us can't do it. Live right, that's number one. But at the same time, build. Be an image of all that is right. For Shaitan does his job.
Very well.
He does his job. And he can take the humanity off the trail that they're supposed to be on. Next thing you know, we got wrong things existing with us. We've seen that even in our community across the country. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad got sick, there's poison that started developing in our community. Those are things that should have never happened, but they did. So today we want to build, but we want to build a community that will fight off any wrongdoing that comes around us. We've lost too many people to what's wrong and that we can just smile about. That was a lesson for us. That lesson tells us, no, we can't bend rules. We have to live right. The jealousies have to stay away. We have to see ourselves working together as we build a model community. Who's the model for? For the best of those in humanity. We may decide to put some on one end of the country that some of us are not living on. It should be all right. Shouldn't be no jealousy thing. Shouldn't be a thing that I should have got it first. It should have came over here. No. We do like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did. He gave the example of building a plan. Planning first. And that was start off with one. Next you got two. Then you got three. And I'm talking about numbers, not numbers of units. Temple number one. Temple number two, temple number three, and right on up, whatever the number grew to that it finally was at, those are the same plans we should have with the model community. Start off walking our way through one city at a time, whether it's on the East Coast, West Coast, South, North, Central, regardless. Let's build an example that our people can see and people in general. But we have to start with our own first. You sit down to the table to eat. Everybody needs to get some that's at the table, but don't forget to get yours. A lot of times, like I say, we want to believe that everybody ice is colder than ours. Everybody can go before us. No, let's do this thing right. We have to build an America for us. When we build an America properly, we can see the life coming to those hands over top of the Muhammad speech that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad allowed to be put over there to give us a message that we should be doing world trade. And that's not just trade and business, but world trade. Our examples should be reaching around the world on brotherhood, on how to live this faith, how to practice what we know we should be practicing. And when we do it in that manner, Allah will help us. We slip and make a mistake, Allah will help us. We got proof of that. Allah has been with us since the down of Elijah Muhammad first got the message. Remember, here's a man born 1897, third grade education, and that's his son. Imam Muhammad said that his mom told him she had to carry him sometimes because he was drunk, because he was messed up about how his people was living. And Allah blessed him with Islam. Blessed him in a way that it took all that away from him. And he was able to take and build a nation again, 1897 with a third grade education. And it took us years to realize that some of the things that he put together in the Nation of Islam were things that was put together out of an almanac, a book, farmer's book, like a digest that you can buy off of the bookstand, the newsstand. And he looked at the porters and gave us uniforms to look like the porters. And he just saw things and put them in our character and gave us dignity and much more. And that's the thing that we have to look at. Allah was with him then, and he's with us now. But we have to work together. We divided ourselves after the death of our Imam, Imam W.D. Muhammad. We start dividing. We ain't big enough to divide. The earth is too spacious. He gave us America. Let's be a good example in America, and the rest may get in shape and do the right thing from where they live. But we got to believe we got to do it together. If we do it the right way, Allah bless us in this life, and He bless us in the next life. We'll find ourselves moving in a way that is helpful not only to us but to the whole humanity. We got to believe, and as I stated, my topic today started with what? Just simple. Do you believe? That's to me. I'm asking myself. You ask you. Do you believe in Allah enough to believe in the work that He gives us to do? And that means we got a whole planet here that we can affect if we do the right thing. We get the right picture. And the right picture, we can't outdo Allah's gifts for doing the right thing. We can't beat Him in doing good. What we do and what we imaged in the past, it affected a lot of people in a good way. Our job is not done. As I stated earlier before I close out, when Islam came to America, that was Allah given to us. Once upon a time slave, revived the life in our people and people in general around the world, because if they look at us and see that we can do it, they'd be too ashamed not to do it the right way themselves. So I'm going to close out right here, and I pray that we see. Let's enjoy the 2 more days, 1 more day really, possibly, of Ramadan. And may Allah bless us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitzer as a state. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
Peace.